Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're going to start recording. And the topic of today is... We started recording, actually. The topic of today is raising doubts about Islam using stereotypes. And the stereotype of today is that Islam allows slavery. And let's see how do we reply to these things. You know what happened in Boston? Allows is one L, right?
It's two.
And then it's an O.
Oh, not an A. Allow.
It would be
allowing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how do we reply to this? Islam allows slavery. First of all, we say the source of slavery in Islam. What's the source of slavery? I mean, slaves come from where? The source of slavery in Islam is prisoners of war. So Islam, slavery comes from prisoners of war. Now, what the choices do we have for prisoners of war? What slaves do we have? What choices do we have? The first choice is to let them go. Free them. Just let them go. Bye.
Adios.
Huh?
Adios.
Adios? Okay.
Adios, amigos.
Adios, amigos.
But they're not amigos.
Well, I'm not the best guy to ask about Spanish.
Now,
what is the second choice to do? What's the second choice to do with the prisoners of war?
Kill them.
Kill them. What's the third choice?
Do bad stuff to them.
No, put them in prison. And what's the fourth choice?
Enslave them.
Exactly. So it is one, let them go. Or... kill them or exchange them. Or put them.
Like, I'll give you my slave for a cow.
Now exchange them with our prisoners. Exchange them with our prisoners. Or put them in jails or prisons or slave them. Now, the best option is to free them, right? Now, this option is not always good, or actually is not good. Why isn't it good? Because they will come back to fight you again, right? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he freed the prisoners of war in the Battle of Badr, what happened? They came back to fight him in which battle? The Battle of Uhud, right? So was it a good decision to let them go? No. Now in the exchange them for with our prisoners or / money. Okay. All right, and put them in prisons or slave them. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he freed the prisoners of war in Badr, they came back to fight him in Uhud. And that's what was the objection of Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, you know, you free them today, they come back tomorrow to fight you. Okay, now putting them in prisons is like slaving. In the old days, we didn't have prisons. There were no jails. So in the old days in the Arabian Peninsula, there were no jails. They would just take people into slavery instead of jail. Now, which one is better, being a slave or being a prisoner?
Prisoner?
You know, being a prisoner is a problem because, number one, you're not productive. The society has to pay you for staying in prison. Spend on you. Second, that you don't get a chance to be exposed to Islam. Because when we lock you in a jail or a prison, as a prisoner of war, you don't get to live with a Muslim family. You don't get to live with a Muslim family. And then you don't get to become a Muslim. Right? We're hoping that when you are becoming a slave of a Muslim family, you get to see the daily life of Muslims, and you get to become a Muslim. You see that? Did you see the difference? So, number one, you're not burdened on the society, because putting you in jail without work, it's a burden on the society. Number two, you're not exposed to Muslims, because when you become a slave, you become a slave of a Muslim family, so you get exposed to Islam. Now, what do you think about Guantanamo Bay? Prisons in Guantanamo Bay. That was made for enemies of the United States. What do you think about them? How kind they were?
Not very
bad. It was awful. They were treated like animals. They were put in cages like animals. And sometimes their eyes are covered, wrapped, and their mouth is wrapped, and so forth. They were treated really harshly. That was, if you ask me, would you like to be a slave or would you like to go to Guantanamo Bay? I'm going to say, I'd rather become a slave than going to Guantanamo Bay. Okay? Now, Islam eliminates slavery. Islam eliminated slavery by making the source of slavery is one source, but the exits of slavery, to get out of slavery in so many ways. You know, many people in the past preferred to become prisoners, to become slaves in Muslim lands, than being free in their own land. Because the slaves in the Muslim land are treated very kindly and very fairly. They have access to the system of justice. And in the other nations, when you are a slave, you don't have access to justice. Like, there is no, you can be abused, you can be injured, you can be killed, and there's no way to prevent that. You don't have an access to the justice. You can't complain to a judge. In Islam, yes, you can. So Islam eliminated slavery, Islam reduced the number of slaves by By having one source and many exits. So, how is that? Islam says you can be a slave, you get to be a slave only in a prison, as a prisoner of war. But at the same time, to be freed from slavery, how many ways you have? Tons of ways. Number one, you can work in your rest time to earn your own money to buy yourself out of slavery. Do you know that? Like, you are required to like work for your master certain number of hours, let's say 8 hours a day. Then you have the part of the day you can work for your own to get your own money. And you, when you get your own money, you can buy yourself out of slavery. That is the first way to free slaves. What's the second way to free slaves? Anytime you can't fast, then what do?
Give a slave away.
Yes, you free a slave. If you get. Anytime you say to your, if a man says to his wife, you are like my mother. He treats his wife like his mother, like you are my mother. Like you are, I'm not going to be your husband anymore. They used to say that in the Arabic language. You're like my mother means that I would have no spouse relationship with you. So basically it's like freezing. You're freezing status of a wife. She's not divorced, she's not married. He will not divorce his wife, but he will not treat her like a wife. So it would be like what? Like suspending status. Like, you know what I'm saying? And this is prohibited in Islam. If you do that and you call your wife, tell your wife you're like my mother, to suspend her, all right? Then to get out of this, the punishment is to free what? To free slaves. If you swear by Allah and you did it, like you intentionally, and then you want Allah to forgive you, then you do what? Free slaves. So there are many ways to exit. Slaves, so many ways to exit. So that would be the source only by being prisoners of war, and the exits are so many. Buy yourself out. If you fast, if you can't fast, free a slave. If you can't... What is that? If you can't fast, you free a slave. If you make swear by Allah, you free a slave. If you suspend your wife and keep her in a suspended status, you free a slave, and so forth. In this way, people run out of slaves because there are so many ways to free slaves, and you know, there's only one source and many exits. So there are one source and what?
Many
exits. So just think of a tank. The water coming of the tank is coming through one pipe. But the water getting out of the tank is getting out through 4 or 5 pipes. So after a certain period of time, then this tank would be empty of water. So if you think about the tank of water, so one pipe to supply water. And then many pipes to drain water. So that is the concept. You have only one pipe in and 4 or 5 pipes out. So the eventual result is what? Logically speaking, after a certain period of time, you run out of what? Slavery. You got it? Now, Islam requires, it's a charity to be, kind to slaves. In Surah Al-Insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, praising the people, praising the believers, is that in ayah number 8. Ayah number 8, Surah number 67. Being nice to slaves or to prisoners of war. Is an act of worship. So if you are being nice to them, giving them food, or actually feeding, the ayah says feeding prisoners of war. So it is a good deed, it's a charity to feed the prisoners of war. In Islam, it's a charity. It's like feeding the poor and the needy. How about women? Prisoners of war that are women. So they get the same thing. They get the same treatment. They get the same treatment like men. They become also slaves. And they get also the chance that they can free themselves out of slavery. And the master treats her like a wife. You're aware of that?
You mean a mother?
No, like a wife. The owner of a female slave treats her like his wife. And you might say, how is that fair? If we compare this with the practice today, what is being practiced today? What's being practiced today are female prisoners of war, they get raped. That's one way. That's the way they are being treated. If I tell you the story of the female prisoners of war in Bosnia, you know the war in Bosnia that was like 1991, that happened in 1991, 250,000 Muslim women were placed in rape camps, and they would be eventually, they'd be periodically be tortured, killed, and being, you know, abused by soldiers. Like soldiers go in there and abuse them, like sexual abuse. They abuse them. And in Islam, the female prisoners of war are treated like wives. So no rape and no multiple partners. No multiple partners are allowed. You understand? So they are treated like a wife and no multiple partners are allowed. In the old days, or a non-Islamic system, they are either raped or forced for prostitution. So basically they are forced to do prostitution, or they are forced to, like if you come visit me and you're my friend, I send you my slave girl to entertain you during the night. That's what used to be done. Islam prohibited all of that. Islam built the condition that if you are a female prisoner of war and your master bought you, then you are treated like his wife. Whatever applies to his wife applies to you.
Wait, so what about those people in the camps? Do they all go to Jannah?
Well, I don't know. No. So so Islam raises honors the female prisoners of war by forcing the owner to treat them like his wife. Now, also, what if they get pregnant? What if they get pregnant? Then they get automatic freedom after their master dies. You got it? It's like if a slave girl gets pregnant, Okay? Then, after her master dies, or after her owner dies, then she becomes automatically free.
What if she's just not pregnant and her master dies?
Then somebody else might buy her.
Wait, then why is she free when she's pregnant? Shouldn't it be
because
opposite?
She becomes a mother.
But shouldn't it be the opposite?
No one wants to pay for the baby.
But she won't be able to support the baby by herself if she's free.
The baby will be the son of the master. So the master, the family of the master is going to really support the baby. And now she becomes the mother and she becomes a free mother. You got it? So basically, this is how Islam is better in treating female prisoners. No rape, number one. No multiple sexual partners, or like no prostitution. No, and they have to be treated like a wife. And if they become pregnant, they are to automatically become free, or they are automatically freed after the lord dies or the owner dies. You got it? And then if they become pregnant, then it's also haram for the owner to sell them or exchange them. You got it? It is haram. So the owner is not allowed to do so. It becomes like a second, sort of a second wife or a third wife.
So that's not considered cheating? Well, no,
but in Muslim countries, husbands can have four wives.
Yeah, but isn't it like you can...
No, can up to four wives, but that's not the norm. Here is the problem. Now, if a female prisoner of war is bought by a master or was bought by an owner, now the owner could treat her just like his wife or could just treat her like not his wife. You know what I'm saying?
So he can do that then? He doesn't have to treat
her. He doesn't have to treat her like... He doesn't have to have relationship with her.
He can treat her like a really good friend or something.
No, he can treat her like a servant or like a maid.
Yeah.
But no relationships. Or he can have a relationship with her the way he has a relationship with his wife. Okay? Now, if this happens and she becomes pregnant, that's better for her, because if she becomes pregnant, then she's automatically freed when the owner dies. And not only that, but also the owner cannot trade her or sell her in the market, in the slavery market. Now, remember that, put this thing in context. Remember that these rules came when people had a lot of slaves, male and female slaves, and they were being abused left and right. So Islam came to regulate that. Islam came to regulate that. Now, if you compare Islam to other systems, even today, you find Islam is much kinder than prisoners of war.
But there still shouldn't just be no slavery.
Hmm?
There should be no slavery, anyways.
Yes, but what happens actually is what? Is that men slaves, okay, in wars in the United States. The United States is the most civilized country in the world. What did we do with our prisoners of war? We put them in Guantanamo Bay. Have you ever been to Guantanamo Bay? Did you read? I'll ask you as part of your homework to like write a sentence about Guantanamo Bay. Like search on the internet, Guantanamo Bay prisons, and then find out a lot of people have a lot of concerns about the severe abuse that happens in Guantanamo Bay to the Muslim, to the prisoners of war.
Is it still like that?
Yes.
So it's still a thing?
Yes, it's still a big problem, a big violation. On the other hand, also, Europe. Europe is a civilized continent, right? In the middle of Europe, there is a country called Bosnia. So Bosnia is in the middle of Europe. But Bosnians are Muslims. So during the war, Bosnia war, between Serbia and Bosnia, and the Serb soldiers, the Serb army, will take a lot of Muslim female prisoners of war, like they captured Muslim females from their homes, and they put them in rape camps.
That sucks.
Yes, and then they get abused. They get sexually abused, and they get beaten up, and they get tortured, and get humiliated. And that happened in the middle of Europe that brags about the human rights. You know? So in Islam, this doesn't happen. In Islam, prisoners, female prisoners of war, are not placed into rape camps at all. And they, if they are bought by a lord or a master, then the lord has the two choices, either to have a relationship with them or not to have a relationship with them. Like to treat them like his wife or to treat them like just a servant, like a normal servant. Okay? Now, the Islam regulates the laws for slavery. The slave can't be overloaded. The slave has to eat from the food, same food that you eat from. The slave has to wear the same kind of clothes, okay, that you are wearing. And the Prophet ﷺ said, if you are in a custody of a slave, you feed him from the same food you're eating, and you get him to dress from the same dress that you are use. Like, don't buy yourself expensive clothes and then buy him rags or bad clothes or something
like
that.
What about the slaves in America?
They ended the slavery in America. Also, if you think about the African-American slavery, the slave really had no rights. In Islam, slaves have a lot of rights, to the level that Europeans in the Dark Ages will prefer to live as slaves in a Muslim land than to live as free in a non-Muslim land. Why? Because they get a lot of rights, including the right to free yourself. And African Americans didn't have this right, for example.
So when they became, all go to
Jenna? Well, let's put this aside. African Americans, they didn't have the choice to free themselves. You're aware of that? That wasn't an available choice. Now,
oh, some of them were allowed to, yeah.
Huh?
Some of them were allowed to. You could buy freedom.
No.
But yeah, even if they were, we saw a lot of stories where like their masters wouldn't let them.
Wouldn't let them.
Yeah, and then they'd hold a trial, and then the court would support the master, not the slave.
Right. In Islam, there's a lot of Muslim rights. You can say, you can sign a freedom contract with your master, and it means, the context says that whatever money you earn, you pay yourself, you buy yourself out of slavery. You got it? But it is very important to understand how female prisoners of war are treated. Islam makes them get treated like a wife. Other than Islam, make them get treated like not toys. It's just like very.
Yeah, toys.
I don't want to use that word, but it is really an awful way to they treat them in an awful way. Oh, shukra. What is that?
Bananas for you.
Thank you.
Was.
Remember from. From Brother
Murad's
class?
Mose.
Mose.
Mose. In Brother Murad's class, he'd show us Elmo. Elmo. Arabic Elmo, yeah. Arabic Sesame
they
Street.
Have that,
and
right?
This one time, they're like, Mose. Ah.
Okay, now in Arabic, an Arab is called Mouse. An Arab is called Mouse, not Mose.
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 Not
Mose. Mouse.
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 Mouse. Mouse. It was really funny because Elmo was like, Mouse! It was so funny.
But they
made
a Jewish
Sesame Street.
They have Bengali. So, do we understand that?
What?
Okay. That's how Islam is much better.
Slavery
in Islam is much better than slavery in other systems. Now, what is better than that? What's better than that is having no slaves at all.
Yeah.
This is the best. You can't match that. But even United States didn't do it. United States in the past had the slavery, and today, the United States has
no slaves.
Has this prisoners of war that are being treated very harshly in prison. And Guantanamo Bay prisons.
Wait, where is Guantanamo Bay?
It's like the Alcatraz of
Mao. No, but where is it located?
It's located in South
Panama.
America.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And it's what? Really bad. Like they every
Wait,
night.
Why isn't the US
what is it called?
Guantanamo Bay.
Guantanamo Bay.
It's a horrible. It's like.
I'll give you the spelling.
It's an American prison in Panama.
But it's America's prison, so can't they control it?
Yeah, so, but
what's
they
the
don't.
Point of it? Like, what's
they
the
put it in Panama. You know why did they build it in Panama, not
yeah,
in the United
why?
States? Because they don't want to have the laws of United States applying to the prisons.
Wait, so well, who do they send there? Really bad people? Or
prisoners of war.
Like, they
have a lot of laws against things, but then they just do it in, like, England. They have, like, headquarters.
Yeah, as long as it's not American soil, they don't
have as long as it's not American soil, then they don't have to abide
That's
by the
bad.
Laws.
So
you understand now, why is it Panama?
Ain't nobody
just,
got time
just
for
that. The, putting it in Panama, just putting it in Panama by itself, it means a lot. Because they don't want it to be in American soil to deny the soldiers the human rights.
Prisoners of war, what?
In American war with Afghanistan, they took a lot of prisoners of war.
From Afghanistan.
Oh, okay. And they put them into cages in Panama, Guantanamo Bay. And the fact
why?
That...
Why? Do they do that just so those people can do that?
No, that's how they treated their prisoners of war. Now, the fact that this prisoner of war, this camp, these prisons, are outside of American soil tells you what?
They
want to evade the human rights given to people who are live on American soil,
okay,
or who exist in American soil, right?
Guantanamo Bay.
I'm going to send it in the and the website. You're
like
finding it with the with the spelling.
Like at night, they don't let you see. They like blare like rock, heavy metal, rock music in your ears, so you can't sleep, and it makes people go crazy.
No way.
Yes, yes.
And they do that.
Worse
do that.
Than that.
Every night, and they like blare. It's horrible.
Why?
If people can't sleep.
I'm going to send you the links, okay, to the people who wrote about very serious concerns about Guantanamo Bay.
And then
why?
Like, during the daytime, they make you work, even if you didn't get any, like, zero sleep.
It is a process of torture, really bad torture and abuse. This is happening
now.
This is happening from United States of America, the best, most civilized nation in the world. And it's happening
in American soil. If it's a U.S. embassy, like, is it considered?
No, they it is happening today in the 21st century. Okay.
That sucks.
Okay, so that keep that in mind when you compare to Islam. Now consider in the back in the Dark Ages, when the way slaves were treated, they were really, really abused, and female prisoners of war were really, really abused, sexually abused, forced into prostitution, mistreated really bad.
Not all the guys. Like, doesn't anyone
You got it? You understand that? I need you to understand that because this point is raised by a lot of people. Now, how about female prisoners of war? Tell them the example of Bosnia. I'm going to also send you links about what happened to 250,000 women.
Not just Bosnia.
Wait, isn't Bosnia?
The reason I'm going to say Bosnia, because it is the most recent example.
Bosnian.
Wait, but aren't they
Muslim
though?
They are Muslims, all of them.
Muslim people are being abused by the other people. The Muslims aren't abusing them.
Yes, the Serbian soldiers captured a lot of Bosnians, Muslim female prisoners of war. They put them into rape camp. You need to understand that. They put them into rape camp in the middle of Europe that brags about human rights and women rights.
And people knew about this and they didn't.
Yes. No.
They call it
they
modern society.
Prosecuted the Serbian leader for war crimes.
I feel like
they did.
Everywhere.
But they did allow this to happen. Okay, and there will be a periodic killing of women who refuse to surrender themselves to soldiers. Like if you say no to a soldier, then you get killed. The soldier can just shoot you.
I don't even know it existed.
Okay, all right. So this is how you reply to these things. And of course, and I'll ask you to summarize it and reply to these stereotypes. All right. All right.
I want to get like a
Now, quick discussion about what happened in Boston. What happened in Boston?
Oh my God, the flag is raised half low. Isn't that great?
I have a theory about what happened.
There's a Muslim guy.
But I can't prove it. But I have this theory.
Don't even talk about theorems and proofs.
Oh my God.
No, about what happened.
Statement. Okay.
Do you know the business called Fear Incorporated?
Can I write up a 2-column proof while you're talking about this? About that.
Where did you learn this?
Yeah, this is in geometry. I'll write up a 2-column proof about your thing, and then people can write in their notes, and we can have it for a 300-word essay.
No. Just listen to me. This is my theory.
You know the guy that bombed everybody is Muslim?
Just listen to me. Listen.
Children, listen.
Listen. Okay, this is the theory. My theory is that there's a business called Fear Incorporation, right? There is a lot of people who live on that business, who have jobs, security jobs, CIA jobs, FBI jobs, Homeland Security jobs. It's all built on the Fear Incorporated business. So every once in a while, they have to come up with something. So I'm thinking, and I'm proposing this plan for you or this theory for you to think about as well. I would say somebody from an outside paid money to those two boys to put the bombs. And at the same time, this person planned for them to be caught. So it's saying, like, I'll give you $2 million if you do this. So the guy says, $2 million? Say, yeah, just take the bomb, put it there, and you're done. So the guy did it for $2 million. But the guy didn't know that he would be caught. Why? Because it wasn't suicidal bombing. So the guy wanted to live, to spend the money, right? Then, on the other hand, they capture the guy. He's a Muslim. So what happens to the backlash against Muslims? And what happened to the Fear Incorporation business?
And apparently someone said that they did it in a religious aspect.
But they're focusing more on that he's Russian. So I was talking to my mom.
No, they're focusing on he's Muslim.
No, but they did that at the beginning, but now they're focusing more on that he's Russian.
Muslims are being abused in Boston. Muslims in part, because they... They talk about that he's a Muslim. The guy was a Muslim. And then when they interview his aunt...
And that looks like 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah, his uncle was
Yes. This is a very good concern here. Conspiracy theory, which is like... it's a way to say that I'm a conspiracy theoretician. Now...
I know.
You are, this is really a conspiracy theory, yes. But why did I say that? Why did I resort into this? Because there is no motive. Tell me, what are the motives for these two boys to bomb?
They have money.
Money. It is money. Then the question, who paid them?
Some guy.
A guy from outside the United States or from inside the United States.
The older guy was already in trouble before.
In financial trouble, so he wanted money.
He was already questioned, 2 years ago or something. He was questioned. I don't know. They thought he was suspicious, so they questioned him, and then he was clear or something. And then, and everyone when they were questioning everyone, they were shocked. They weren't shocked that the older guy did it, but they were shocked the younger.
Yeah, because
are they brothers?
Yeah, they're brothers.
It's from what I heard, it's on the news, it said that they were having a hard time settling in society, and they didn't whoever was settling in good. And then according to the newspaper, there was one of their neighbors, he always the Quran, the Bible is just a cheap copy of the Quran and everything.
Wait, who's that?
The older brother. Oh. And in some cafe. And that what she said, they were surprised that the younger brother was part of it.
Yeah,
I don't know their brothers. They don't look isn't one of them Russian?
The older brother was here, take this backpack and just put it down here.
But what's the motive? People don't do that unless they have a strong motive.
Wasn't he part of some group or something?
No.
Al Qaeda.
No. Russian.
Here's the point that I'm proposing to you. The reason I'm saying that. What's your name?
This name.
Tasneem, the reason I'm saying that or resorting to this conspiracy conspiracy theory is that I can't see a good motive other than money. And who would motivate somebody with money to do such a thing?
Someone who wants to get revenge.
Okay. Somebody who wants to promote the fear in corporation. Now, is fear in corporation an existing conspiracy? Yes.
So why don't
a lot of people talking about it. A lot of people, and I sent you the links. I don't know if you read it or not. A lot of people talked about fear and corporation. And people want to keep promoting this business. So every time people forget about the fears and people, you know, start to cut back money from the fear and corporation business, all right, those guys come up the bad...
Wait, why don't they go find the Fear Incorporated?
Those guys, the
really rich guys,
right? So I would say, I would imagine that somebody from outside bribed them, and at the same time he was helping the authority to catch them from the inside, so that the fear of incorporation, okay, is stimulated again. All right. Do you have any other theory?
Yeah, he felt like bombing it from the front of it.
No.
Someone was bullying.
No, but they couldn't have like gone. No. Like they didn't have the money to purchase the
bombs.
The bombs, yes. Yeah, so, like,
a lot of people said they made them because they were like.
Yeah, it was a pressure cooker.
But and you know they were taught to make that from the CIA or whatever.
Maybe they came from Russia.
They were living here.
They were here for a while.
For 11 years.
My younger brother got his citizenship last year.
Yeah,
one of them was like 8 years old when he came here. So
maybe they wanted to test an experiment, but it went overdosed.
No.
The 8-year-old died. Then his sister lost a leg. And his mom has a brain injury, and the brother died. And they were watching the race. The dad was the one who was running it, and he didn't get it.
No, the mom was running it.
But the question is, did it increase the fear incorporation or decrease the fear incorporation? Increase. So always, look, if a wife has an insurance policy, okay, that covers her, and she's dead, who is the first person to ask? Her husband, right? Why? Because he has an interest. Now, who has an interest in the fear incorporation? The ones who make money off it. That's right. And who is the one that makes money off fear incorporation? Who? The people who work in security, like in the CIA, FBI, Homeland Security.
Yeah, Osama bin Laden.
No. You keep saying
he was,
names.
He took blame for it?
Yeah. He said it was... Oh my God, you need to read up on these things.
Let's not go back to this incident. Let's focus into this incident. Let's focus onto this incident. Can you please give me a break? Okay. Let's focus on this incident. I want you to think critically and deeply what's going on. Who benefits from that? The people who are in the business of fear incorporation. Is it... How would boys like this get in, do something awful like this? The motive is very weak. The motive is very weak, and those are not insane boys. The motive is very weak. So I would think about another motive, which is money. Somebody paid them money to do that. Like somebody hired them to do that, okay, by money. And that person, the same person from the other side, arranged it with the authorities that they get caught. So look, these are the boys. These are the boys, okay? Look, these are the boys. One hand is giving them money. And at the same time, by the other hand, they are getting them caught. You got it? So I'm giving you money to do it. And then from the other side, I made an arrangement for you to get caught. Or I helped you like to get caught. Or like I helped catching you.
Hey, you got it? Can I show you something that's really mean? You should actually read it.
Not now.
No, you read it. It's this one. It goes from here to here. See, there's a little can, and it says Mid-East.
Oh, yeah, let him read it.
Oh.
Isn't that mean? This is Scholastic.
What does it say here? I mean, because I don't have my
Islamic reading glasses. Radicals.
See? Fear incorporation. Again, feeding into fear incorporation.
No, they're saying Islamic people are bad. It's saying that Islamic people just ate freedom, democracy, and human rights.
Yeah, what is left?
Nothing.
Exactly. It helps the fear incorporation because the whole job of fear incorporation is to make Muslim people look bad.
Yes.
Wait, I thought fear incorporation was Muslim.
They want you to look like
them. Oh, that's all
they
kind
want
of. Read up on this stuff.
They want you to look like
at least
the,
I don't think Osama bin Laden's good.
They want you to look like the wives and the daughters of bin Laden. You know? They want to make Muslims look really bad so that they can get more business in the fear incorporation business. You got it? Do you feel that what they say is fair about Islam is fair? Do you feel it's fair? Their assessment and their coverage, media coverage. Do you feel it's fair?
No.
It's not fair.
Because whenever it's like Christian people,
did you ever? Yeah. Did you ever question yourself or ask yourself why isn't it fair?
Like Hitler, they never mentioned that. That was only like 20 years ago.
People of the media, aren't they smart enough to know that this is not right?
No.
Yes.
They are.
They're doing it on purpose.
Okay. Stupid. Aren't they doing it on purpose? Yes, they are doing it on purpose. The question is why? What is the benefit? What is the benefit? They do it on purpose. What's the benefit? Why are they doing it on purpose?
Money.
Money,
common enemy.
It's not about the money.
Fear incorporation business.
Dude.
Right? You got it again? You need to keep that in mind. You need to keep that in mind. These things are intended to look Muslims, to make Muslims look bad in the eyes of public. Which main channel defended Muslims? Did anybody on the major media?
Me.
And the major media came up and say, hey guys, those Muslims are not like that.
They can because they're going to lose their job.
Stuff like that, but I mean, that was a long time ago. They had this guy, they were like finding this something, I don't remember. And then they were like, so they're like these guys that work in the, like this one woman, this one man that worked in the CIA. Or,
Osama bin Laden.
And they were Muslim, and then they were the first to be questioned, or whatever, of course. But the people were like talking about how unfair that was.
Yes.
I remember.
But I didn't see, honestly, in a major media channel, I didn't see anybody coming out to say, you guys are wrong. Muslims are not like that.
Because they're going to lose their job.
How are they supposed to know?
No, the media people are...
Wait, why doesn't anyone like Muslims in the first place? Why don't they like not like Buddhists or Hindus?
She asked a very good question. How would they supposed to know? Because they are educated, intelligent people.
Yeah, but are Muslims showing that? Because right now the only thing that they have, like, they don't have...
Millions of Muslims live in the United States. What are they doing?
Sitting around at home living.
Working and living.
Yeah, exactly.
Are they making bombs? They make it look like that every Muslim is a suspect.
Wait, can I ask you something? Why don't they hate like Jewish or Hindu? Why did
they?
Did
you say Jewish?
No, but why don't they like not hate Muslims?
But you get my idea here.
Muslim used to be so powerful back in the Middle Ages that they're afraid that they're gonna come back.
But hold on. That's not the direct reason. The direct reason is fear incorporated. Fear
but why would Fear Incorporated want...
Do they have to be a foreign evil, a foreign devil.
No. Her question was, why would Fear Incorporated want Muslims?
That
why
wasn't
not,
my question. That's your question.
Why not Jewish? Why not...
Read up.
That's what I'm trying to say. Because, first of all, they have to look for a foreign enemy. Okay? And Islam can sound like a foreign religion. Right?
Yeah, because I told this one...
Why? They think of Judaism as a Western religion. They think of Christianity as a Western religion, but they think of Islam as a what?
You kind of realize it.
Yes, exactly. And I always debated with people who say that. I said, Jesus was born where? In the Middle East. Moses was born where? In the Middle East. Okay. Muhammad was born where?
Middle East.
In the Middle East. So Jesus and Moses, they were not born in France or London or New York. They were born in the Middle East. So all religions came from? I mean, I'm talking about three religions.
Not the time.
Okay. All three religions came from the Middle East. So why viewing Islam as a foreign religion versus the other two religions as local American or Western religions? You got it? You understand here the point? So why Islam? Because it's a foreign religion.
Because
quotes and quotes foreign religion. Why Muslims? Because it can easily they can easily be placed in that frame.
Because we have a different skin color.
Different skin color.
Not all of them.
See, that makes it. That makes it. That makes it that you're.
Oh, wrong one.
We're dumb, by the way.
Oh, yay. No, they use Muslims for the fear incorporation.
That's given.
Yeah, they use. They are not against. They use. They actually, to tell you what, they are actually happy that Muslims are there because they can use, they can make business out of that.
So what if we all turn into Christians? They're going to be sad.
Really defeats the purpose to be home. We never would do that,
right? To be home?
We never.
I'm just saying, what if?
We would never do that.
Yeah, I
would.
And then, trust me, they are so happy. They are so happy to see Muslims doing things like that because that even helps their business.